This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air and let us know what's on your mind. If you want to talk about almost anything, you can call and get on the radio. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And, well, you know, Walmart sort of drives retail. What Walmart does, a lot of companies tend to follow. And in this case, Walmart tightened up their policies on open carry. Now, open carry is when people carry a sidearm or a long rifle and they carry it openly, as opposed to concealed carry, where they typically don't show their method of self-defense. So after the tragic shooting in a Walmart store in Texas, Walmart has decided, and I think this was covered on this show a few nights ago.
Yeah. We read their press release.
Yeah, that they were no longer, they basically said, please don't.
Said they are respectfully requesting, which is different, in my opinion, than setting an actual rule. It leaves that sort of open wiggle room where it's almost begging for people to come and challenge it. And as I said on Tuesday night, I don't generally support the idea of protesting on private property, but I wouldn't blame somebody who wanted to find out what their policy really was. Like, oh, are you just requesting? Because if so, I'll accept the request and ignore it because I would like to open carry my gun. And then they walk into the Walmart, and who knows what happens as a result of that. Purportedly, they're going to be training their management and their staff to handle this in a certain, you know, a certain way that's supposed to be de-escalating whatever conflict. And Johnson was concerned because basically they're going to require all managers to walk right up to a man walking in with a gun, no matter what the circumstances are, and basically be the first to go.
I think it's a horrible move for safety. Walmart, I've always considered to be a very safe store because here in New Hampshire, where this show is broadcast from, it's routine for me to see somebody open carrying in Walmart.
I've done it.
I'm sure a lot of people have, and me, I'm always concealed carrying. But it makes me feel good that, you know, if someone with a bad heart decides to come in and cause some trouble, there is somebody there who will respond. Now, for Walmart, this means that, you know, it was sort of a nod, I also felt, to people who concealed carry. So, for example, years ago when Starbucks said, you know, when people were open carrying in Starbucks, they said, you know, we just respectfully ask you to not bring your guns. Okay, well, that to me was pretty straightforward, and I haven't stepped inside a Starbucks. I do like their coffee, but I haven't stepped inside a Starbucks, and that's me sort of respecting their private property rights. If you don't want me here, that's fine. I'll quit buying your stuff. With Walmart, they're not saying, don't bring your gun. They're saying, don't let anybody see your gun if you are bringing a gun.
Well, they're using the same language as Starbucks, this respectfully request thing.
They do, but Starbucks applied to, they asked that guns no longer be in their stores.
Concealed
there's only so many weasel words in the English language. That was just weasel worded corporate speak.
That's
so it doesn't surprise me that they said the same thing in terms of the intro. What they asked is very different. Don't bring your guns is very different than
don't open carry. That's true. But it's both bad.
It's both bad.
Because Walmart is alienating a long-time group of customers by doing this. I mean, they are going to be pissing people off big time.
Are they?
I think so.
I think there's a certain number of the population who just wants to be angry because they told me I couldn't do something. Well, I used to be able to do it, even though I never did it. They're saying they don't want me there.
They didn't say you couldn't.
Oh, I know.
They just requested that you not.
Yeah.
That's a preference. It's not a rule.
I will respect Walmart's private property rights. Now that's where I come from.
If they
don't want me there, if they want to go through and release press releases and tell them I don't want people open carrying in my store...
Yeah, we don't like your kind is generally enough for me not to come back. I expect more than that from customer service.
I see what you're saying.
They're not saying we don't like your kind.
They're saying
we like you. Just don't show yourself.
Just don't show your gun.
Yeah.
That's fine. Now, the other thing, which is almost secondary news, well, I mean, they dropped some ammo sales, too, and that hits me in the pocketbook because I've traditionally always bought my, you know, Target and practice ammo at Walmart.
The good news is there's plenty of online ammunition sellers.
There are.
Yeah. And local gun shops will probably appreciate your business as well.
They certainly do, and I do buy certain kinds of rounds at local gun shops. For example, concealed carry loads, handgun loads that are really designed to... You know, not go all the way through, but just to hit the person and make a really big mess. Well, I don't want something that's going to penetrate. Walmart was great for, you know, target rounds, you know, practice rounds. That was perfect, and it was really cheap. So, yeah, you're right, Ian. I will have to wait.
It's funny, though. I did the same thing. I bought my target rounds at Walmart, and I bought my self-defense rounds at a specialty store.
Yeah, and that won't change, but, you know, I it was kind of convenient, and I could get my purchases past Colleen because there'd be, like, groceries, milk, you know, stuff for the house, cleaning supplies, 500 rounds of 5.56 ammo. It was just, you're hearing something.
I'm hearing something weird. I don't know what it is.
That's strange.
I haven't figured it out yet.
But it was just my way of sort of sneaking things past the home budget. That's all it was. And I could get away with it that way. That's all right. The thing is, Whether Walmart wants people to open carry or not, I think it's sort of a drag because it will keep some number of people from leaving the house with their gun. And I think the world is a safer place.
Just drape your shirt over it if you really want to go to Walmart, right? Then you can,
right.
It doesn't say you can't be printing, right? You can just have a big print.
Well, dude, I print everywhere I go. I always carry. I am not ever without armed. I'm never not armed unless I'm in the shower. That's the only time, or if it's not.
Do you leave it right outside the shower so you can grab?
I do.
Yeah.
There's actually a picture of me at Pork Fest walking to... the shower, and I'm wearing a bathrobe and carrying a towel, and the bathrobe is being held shut by my gun belt.
I do. But today I went to Walmart, and it didn't stop me. I tend to...
Was there signage up yet? Because they said that signage is coming in the next few weeks.
I didn't see. And really, to the point, I didn't really care. You know, they didn't say... We don't want any guns here. They don't want open carry guns, and I just don't open carry anyway.
They're trying to play it both ways. They're trying to appease whoever it was that was complaining, who I suspect aren't Walmart customers for the most part. I suspect they're coming from out the outside, people who hate Walmart, people who are targeting Walmart, to try to get them to change their policy. So they want to appease those people, but at the same time try to let the gun owners know, well, we still kind of support you. You can carry a gun, just has to be concealed, and no, we're not going to sell a bunch of ammo, and we're going to stop selling handguns apparently as well.
Yeah,
Most of the people who are rich enough to have absolute faith in the state don't tend to shop at Walmart that much.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, the reason it's only affecting Alaska is because they're already not selling handguns to the rest of the states, correct?
That's correct. I don't know when Walmart ever sold handguns in stores, like when I wanted to buy a handgun.
I don't think they did.
a Walmart was never my first choice, and I always supported a local gun shop when I would buy my sidearm. When I want to buy something, my life could really depend on it. I don't want to buy it at Walmart. 855 450 free. What do you think? It turns out a lot of other stores are following in Walmart's footprints and choosing not to allow open carry. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord, Discord is very cool. You just download and install the Discord app. You can use your high-speed internet connection, your quality microphone, and go to discord.freetalklive.com, and it'll tell you how to connect to us. And if you sound great, man, it makes it all worthwhile for us. Of course, the SN Studios, myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been...
So how do phones work on Discord? Do we know?
How do... Phones?
Phones?
What? Yeah.
Like a
Can
cell phone?
Can you run Discord on your phone?
Yeah, there's an app.
Okay.
Yeah, and it makes you sound way better.
Okay, it is good sound from a phone. I wasn't sure if that qualified as a high-quality microphone.
The phone's got a good microphone in it. It's just, you know, the thing is, when you call over a phone line, you're going through the old system, right? So even though the phone companies have put in voice over IP technology and whatever, they still have to essentially take the quality of a call down to standard, legacy, plain old telephone system.
So you want to make sure you have a Wi-Fi connection.
It doesn't hurt. Really, yeah. You probably sound fine over your normal data connection as well. I mean, you're only talking about a 64K stream coming out of your phone. But the thing is, if you're just calling on the phone instead of Discord, you're going over the old phone network. So it has to step the quality of your call down so you can still call grandma at her house with the old landline.
Right, because it's still the equivalent of a twisted pair connection all the way across the country.
It's emulating it now, basically, is what they're doing.
In some places, they might be emulating it, but
in some places they still have the copper.
In a lot of places, it's still there.
So basically, the old phone system, I mean, without getting too technical, it just rolls off after a certain frequency range, which is why it sounds, you can't hear any low end when you're talking to somebody. You can't hear the bass in their voice. That's gone. Yep. That doesn't exist on phones. Yeah. But with Discord, you get a full, sort of a full range of the human voice.
Right. I work for a company called Akimian Labs, and we wrote software that would talk to the phones, to the phone company's switching equipment, so that we could pinpoint if a call from New York to California failed, we had to figure out where the break was, and that's non-trivial.
That's challenging.
It uses some very funky physics that I never really understood. I could write the code to do the math, but it didn't make sense.
So with Discord, it's just an IP to IP connection. You're just dealing with a high-quality audio stream, so it sounds much better.
It does, and without the phone company software, which is intended to introduce enough noise when you're talking that it sounds like a phone line.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I can understand why they do that, because if I have a perfect line, I might think I'm not connected.
Right. And that was the problem when they started to roll this stuff out. So they artificially created a poor phone line.
Now, is that something, I don't know if you would know this, but is that something that the engineers intend to fade out over time? Is that an accommodation for older people? Because on one hand, I can see why they might want to do that, but it would be kind of weird to do it forever.
I like when you say older people, and both you and Ian swivel towards me. No, you were looking at me anyway.
Well, I'm definitely deafer than you are.
Didn't we determine that nobody's older than you?
No, nobody's younger than
Nobody's younger than you? Okay.
Oh, no, that's just depressing to say. Nobody is younger than me.
I know y'all are both in your early 50s. I just forget which one.
Which. You're very kind.
I'm in the very first 50.
See, I'm in more 50s.
All right, well, let's stop the dork talk and get back into...
Exactly. We've been talking about guns. Walmart, and this radio program covered this earlier, that Walmart was asking people politely not to open carry in their stores, and they also announced that they were going to do away with sales of some rifle ammunition, specifically 5.56. That's what AR-15s use. I'm not sure if they did other ones. That was the one that was in the article that I read. And they're
Mentioned 223.
Yeah, 223 is 5.56.
Oh, it's the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're interchangeable. They're different rounds, but they're interchangeable. So nothing that you could put in an AR-15. And I heard they were discontinuing sales of handgun software. handgun software. Discontinuing handgun ammunition, too. In addition to doing away with the only handgun sales Walmart still has, and that was in the state of Alaska.
So they're basically useless for anyone that wants to defend themselves.
Now, the thing that's really going to be interesting is this going to be an invitation to mass shooters to go to places like Walmart and Kroger and CVS, because now they know you're probably not armed, so it's not quite a gun-free zone, but, you know, there's more chance of them reaching what is the holy grail for a mass shooter, and that's being the only person in the room who has a gun.
And being very confident that nobody else possesses the ability to stop you. That was some of the news from today. Big retailers, this comes to us from CBS News, big retailers from Walmart to Walgreens ask customers to refrain from open carrying. A growing list of retailers is asking patrons to leave their firearms behind when they shop at, this was announced today, CVS, Walgreens, and Wegman Food Markets. On Thursday, these businesses joined other large chains in requesting that customers refrain from openly toting guns in their store, even if they live in states that allow the practice. The move follows similar changes in, quote, open carry, unquote, policies earlier this week by Walmart and Kroger. Walmart, the world's biggest retailer by revenue, has been under intense pressure after separate shootings that recently killed 24 people in two of its stores within a week. Yeah. In announcing the shift, CEO Doug McMillan described multiple incidents of people, quote, attempting to make a statement, unquote, by entering a Walmart wielding firearms.
You know, this is the
scaring workers and customers.
Stupid stuff that I don't agree with. Like, it's their business. You know, you shouldn't be taking your protest to somebody's private property, generally. I wouldn't blame someone for doing it now that they've made such a sort of a half-assed statement where it's not really clear what they want to happen.
Right.
But these guys were just going in to try to make a statement or get some attention or whatever it was that they were attempting to do. They got it.
Yeah.
They got attention.
Yeah, yeah. Caused Walmart to do away with
Did you just make a poisoning the well argument?
No, I don't think so.
It kind of was. I could see that.
But, I mean, I always felt it was important how you did open carry. And, you know, one of the... you can't open carry and be grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't walk around with a scowl on your face. Right. You can't open carry and be rude to people. You know, if you're not gonna, if you can't bring yourself to be a model of civility, then you probably shouldn't open carry.
I agree.
855-450-FREE. What do you think about open carry, and what do you think about these retailers? This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already in a serious relationship or marriage? You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom without having to hide anything or lie to anyone. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds and thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina residents are feeling the effects of Hurricane Dorian as a tornado rips through as a result of the storm. Emerald Isle resident Joanne Davey describes the incident to NBC News.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over, And I said, Lord, what in the world? And I looked, and I had leaves all over my house. I don't know if I got a roof or not. It's completely destruction out here.
China announced on Thursday that its trade negotiators will be traveling to Washington next month for trade talks with U.S. counterparts, boosting the chances for a resolution to the tariff war after weeks of uncertainty and escalation. On September 1st, the U.S. put more tariffs on Chinese goods, and still more tariffs are set to take effect later this year. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 373 points to close at 26,728. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air and talk about what you want. This is open phones. We're talking about Walmart's move to ask customers politely not to open carry in their stores. And today we had another three or four or five store chains announce a similar policy.
Something interesting about this is they were getting huge pressure, I'm sure, to take a strong stand. We don't want any guns in our store ever. Right. That's what the gun grabbers, who are the establishment, want to hear from Walmart. So really, the fact that what they issued was a limited and somewhat wishy-washy statement, actually what it tells me is that there's somebody at Walmart who was fighting against taking the path of least resistance, which is completely caving.
That is true. I thought about that also. I mean, they could have done this. You see... A lot of companies with their knee-jerk reactions to, you know, I think Panera Bread and Starbucks. I mean, Starbucks was a little more nuanced. Panera Bread just literally said, we don't want them in here. And I respect that. But Walmart, you're right. It does seem like a very measured, intentional response. Yeah. Now, these
and
other
to some
companies...
extent, they also have to consider their... their legal position, which is, I think a mass shooting is more likely because Walmart, at a Walmart, is more likely because they've taken this direction, but I think a successful judgment against them due to a legal judgment against them is less likely, because legal judgments don't really depend on reality, they depend on perception.
That's true. As we mentioned before, we had CVS, Walgreens, and Wegmans Foods announced Thursday. The move follows similar changes in open carry policies earlier this week at Walmart and Kroger. Walmart, the world's biggest retailer by revenue, has been under intense pressure after two separate shootings that recently left 24 people dead in two different stores within a week. In announcing the shift, CEO Doug McMillon described multiple incidents of people, quote, attempting to make a statement, unquote, by entering Walmarts with weapons. His claim is it scares our employees, it scares customers. I'm like, well, okay, people can be sensitive to that type of thing. I appreciate that. And not all of it's gun grabbers. Sometimes it's just a mom, you know, who hasn't been around guns.
She's from Massachusetts.
She'll never be around guns until the cop arrests her. Yet the retailers seem to be walking a fine line between trying to respond to the rash of mass shootings of late. Well, I don't believe it's a rash, but that's their word. Rash of mass shootings of late, while not angering customers who support gun rights, experts say, noting that the new policies stop short of outright bans on firearms in stores. Quote, most stores are nervous about this. Gun carriers don't take kindly to being told, unquote, not to bring their guns along, said Timothy Litton, a law professor at Georgia State University and firearm industry expert. Given Walmart's national customer base, the retailer is, quote, worried about offending pretty much anybody, unquote, he said.
Man, that's a tough position to be in, because, you know, this is one of the reasons why business owners generally don't want to take a political position, even if they, you know, on a small level, even at a local level. You won't have, almost never will you see business owners taking a side on an issue, because they don't want to upset a fraction of their potential customers and lose them.
Right.
And so they, even though they may feel strongly about one issue or another, whether we're talking about a gun ban or a smoking ban or, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever it happens to be, or a Republican versus a Democrat versus a, you know, whatever, they won't go out and express themselves because they don't want their customers to punish them.
Right. And I am a small business owner, and I take exactly that. If I can change the subject, I will.
Yeah, but you've gone out and done stuff, though. I mean,
I have done controversial things. Yeah. I've seen you, you know, open carrying with the Oath Keepers.
Right.
So,
in front of the military recruiting center.
That's taking a risk. And really, to me, that's one of the differences between corporations and individuals.
Well,
you know, one thing you'll notice is, like, Atlas Shrugged. There was only one corporation involved. All of the companies were sole proprietorships. The one corporation was Taggart Transcontinental, and it was rotten to the core and being run by a mid-level manager who was the only competent person in the place and just had this unhealthy obsession with keeping the trains rolling.
Right. I will say that as a small business owner, so I've often thought, you know, I should put up a, you know, open carry welcome here or something like that. And I've told that to small groups that, you know, have used our facilities and stuff like that. But we decided not to do that. You know, most of our customers are, I'm going to say, pretty anti-gun. You know, just judging by the number of
That's surprising, given this is New Hampshire.
But well, this is Keene, New Hampshire, and
it is.
His store has a lefty vibe to it.
Sure it does. And we have, you know, our typical customer, it's about 80-90% women, you know, and I see a lot of Bernie Sanders bumper stickers in the parking lot. That's a fairly staple thing. So I don't do that. But I also carry every day, And Colleen has easy access to firearms. I won't say where. But we're an armed store, you know, and I've had people open carrying in there, and I don't say anything, you know, other than I might compliment them on what they're carrying.
I had a lot of people thank me when I was open carrying in New Hampshire, because here a lot of people understand that it makes people safer.
Yes.
Taco Biondo gives you an open carry discount.
Nice.
Yeah. And some places do. It's up to each
but
business.
But it's not on the front door.
Right.
It's just something that he'll tell you about if he sees you open carry.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is that's something that would cause somebody, if you put it on the front door, probably somebody who doesn't even come in there, will get their panties in a bunch and have a hissy fit about that.
Right. And that's the difference. And, you know, Walmart, I think, was just in a position, especially after two shootings at Walmart stores, which had never... Yeah, I think those were the first mass shootings that ever occurred in a Walmart. I think it would be the stupidest place.
Yeah, well, they're almost the first ones that haven't occurred in gun-free zones.
Right. That's true. And that was a big difference. Wegman says, quote, "There's nothing more important than the safety of our customers and employees. The sight of someone with a gun can be alarming, and we don't want anyone to feel that way at Wegmans." Side note, your prices make me feel alarmed, but that's, I digress. For this reason, we prefer that customers not openly carry firearms into our stores. They said that on Twitter today.
That's just a preference. Like I said, it's not an actual rule.
They are using this.
And it doesn't violate your gun rights to ask you to put something over it.
No.
You know.
And that's just, you know, and it was interesting. I posted something about this stuff, and, of course, one of my, you know, lefty friends on Facebook, "Oh, it's not violating your Second Amendment rights." Well, I never said it was. Actually, I posted something from, like, Babylon Bee or The Onion about this whole story, and I get it. It wasn't my point. It's parody. They have property rights, and they should be able to make whatever rules they wish. They'll also have to live with those.
We got more coming up on this, but I also want to say thank you to Dave Burns, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. He's contributing $25 a month to the AMP program. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later, but you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it now and join yourself. We'll continue in moments.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, I wanted to tell you about the Edge Wallet. No, this is not a wallet that goes in your pocket. It is a digital wallet. It's used to store and buy and sell and securely trade your cryptocurrency. It's user-controlled. You own your money. What that simply means is there are these things called keys, and it's really important to keep your crypto keys. You know them, and nobody else does. Edge Wallet does a great job of managing those for you. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, many more. They are a veteran team. They've been building since 2014, and they believe in securing your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. And I use the Edge Wallet.
Me too.
I like it.
I just used mine tonight at the Thirsty Owl for breakfast.
Did you?
Yep.
You like breakfast.
I like breakfast anytime. And I can get it there for crypto.
Exactly.
I use Coinomi, but the electnobody.com site uses Edge.
All right.
Nice. Nice. We have been talking about Walmart, and now more retailers following Walmart's example and asking people politely not to open carry in their stores. The story continues. Most states allow residents to openly carry firearms in public spaces, but the rules vary. By contrast, guns can be prohibited on private property. Texas, like many open carry states, stipulates that retailers and other private property owners that want to ban firearms may do so. The catch? They, quote, have to post this big ugly sign saying so, unquote, says Houston attorney Patrick Luff, whose firm is representing a family in which both parents were shot and injured in last month's mass shooting at a Walmart store in El Paso. That signage requirement typically deters businesses from enacting outright bans because, quote, then you have to openly announce to your Texas customers that you do not support open carry, unquote.
It'll be interesting to see if Walmart puts those signs up.
It will, or will they in...
They're not prohibiting it.
Yeah, or what will they do? Or will they do anything? So we have a Target here in town.
Yep, and a Walmart.
And Target, you know, there's lots of signs online of, you know, here's the sign I saw on Target, you know, announcing no guns welcome. But I've never seen a sign there. You know, there's, I think, a lot of places choose not to do it. If they can, if they are, it's going to be interesting. I just don't live, and I don't think I have lived in a state that requires signage if you are going to not allow people to defend themselves. I don't know.
I mean, I'm against the state generally. I don't want to see states exist at all. You know, I'm an anti-government. I'm pro-peace, pro-freedom. But I got to say, that's one of the least offensive laws I've come across. Like, hey, if you've got a policy, you really ought to let your customers know what your policy is.
Right.
Yeah, well, especially if you're going to use the police to enforce that policy.
Good point.
In some places, too. It makes sense to have specific legal requirements before you can prosecute a person for doing a thing, like make it very clear that that thing is
prohibited
in this area.
Right. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you, gentlemen. I just have to say, I'm amazed, you know, at your oversight on this whole issue of not even bringing up that when you disarm people, which is what they're doing, they're disarming people, whether it's, you know, all of the people or, you know, just the ones who follow their rules or whatever. But when you are disarmed and a company like Walmart, Target or CVS or whoever chooses to not put up at minimum you know, metal detectors and a manned guard, then they're doing is creating a better target zone.
They are.
We did talk about that.
Yeah, I pointed that was like the first thing I said, bro.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't.
I missed that.
It doesn't apply to me. I don't go into stores. I don't go anywhere, with the exception if I have to go into a courtroom. That's the one time I have to give
it up. They have security.
They do. But everywhere else I carry, and I don't advertise it. You know, I'm not an open carry fanatic. I just like to know that I have a way to defend myself should the need arise. That's my business. I don't plan on calling the police if someone pulls out a gun and threatens me.
So when we announce these things, we need to repeatedly say, you are creating a less safe zone by taking away people's right to open carry. You know, you just are. That means that some people might choose to follow the law and not conceal carry because, you know, before there was concealed carry, you know, constitutionally, as it is now, there was the one where you had to have the license.
You're referring to New Hampshire, just to be clear.
That's
you didn't
correct.
Make that clear,
yes.
But you're talking about New Hampshire's statutes, which up until about 2017, I don't know for how many years before that, because there was obviously a time when concealed carry was allowed in New Hampshire in the past without
right.
a permit. And then somebody made it so you had to have a permit, and that lasted for some amount of years, and then they undid that in 2017.
Right.
You no longer have to have a permit in New Hampshire to concealed carry. They call that so-called constitutional carry.
That's a good thing. But,
right.
but I think it's also a good thing to expose these terrible haplophobes, and I call them
what?
Terrible because they're actually asking
fear of
for
guns.
Us to be disarmed as well.
What was it? Haplophobe?
Haplophobe.
Haplophobe.
Yeah, learn something.
Someone who's afraid of guns. And we don't need that. We, you know, this is silly. In this state of New Hampshire, in a country that has, you know, a Second Amendment that says do not infringe, and a state in New Hampshire where, you know, the language is even clearer still about people being able to, it's a part of your right to life.
Well, yeah, and I think we're finding lots of ways of demonstrating that, and we talk about that a lot. And I think myself and a lot of gun owners, we talk to people that are hoplophobic. But, you know, this country's been through a lot since it was founded. You know, what's the one scene you can name in every single Western? New guy comes into town. What's he told? Oh, got to turn over all my guns to the sheriff when you're within the city limits. That's it's like a standard in every old Western, and in the 1800s.
I've seen.
You haven't seen that scene.
I've never seen that.
Oh, come on.
Usually they come into town and there's a gunfight.
Well, yeah, there is.
I've watched plenty of Westerns, and they carried their guns right into the friggin'... drinking place.
Well, this is, these are talkies. They have talkies now.
So. I'm thinking specifically.
Yeah,
of
I can't
Eastwood.
Remember anybody ever disarming John Wayne.
No, oh my gosh.
I don't remember the man with no name being disarmed either.
I'll have to do a little bit of research. And
I don't blame you. I think it's probably happened in some movies, but it's not a staple.
It's almost a standard thing. Hey, Abe.
I wonder if they started splicing that in the old Westerns.
Nah, I don't think they did. I just know it was always there. Or it may be, what is that thing when history changes and they do it on the slide? There's this supposed
Mandela effect.
Yes, effect. The Mandela effect. So that must be what it is.
Well, the funny thing is, and this is, you know, along the same lines of manipulation of history, the Old West was way safer than modern Chicago.
Mm, yeah, it's true. It wasn't that wild.
Any major city in America today.
Oh,
you're
God.
Way more likely to get whacked in New York or Detroit or Chicago than you ever were in Dead and Tombstone.
And they definitely don't encourage, they don't take guns from the customers in Westworld, which is the most recent Western I've seen.
Absolutely. 855 450 free. We've been talking gun control, but you can talk about anything you like. This is Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.